I thank the Lord today for God's word. I'd like to turn to Psalms 107. The Lord wants us to testify. He wants the redeemed of the Lord to say so. There's many ways that we can say it. He wants us to use our mouth, and I'll read some scriptures on that. And also we say it with our life. We say it as a testimony of what we live. Amen. We live a holy life, and we say it with that testimony. Psalms 107 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." I thank the Lord this morning for salvation. I thank the Lord for being redeemed. Redeemed also means that we're rescued. We're rescued from sin. Amen. Do you know that is the most wonderful, wonderful, wonderful blessing that we can't even say enough about it? How he redeemed us from the enemy. How he redeemed us from sin. He rescued us. I know that the saints, we worship God, and this is about worshiping God. This is about praising him. Starting off the meeting, I just felt really inspired with this message that we should be free in the Holy Spirit, but yet the government of the church has, when we have the Holy Ghost working among us, we still have decently in order. And though there's so many people here, everyone won't be able to verbally testify, but I want to encourage you to be led of God. And I want to encourage you to consider others. Because, you know, at home, we have a big congregation, pretty big in Guthrie. It's not as big, of course, as Monarch. But I know on Wednesday night, I don't always testify on Wednesday night. But if I feel inspired, I do. But I try to limit it. Sometimes I might be a little longer. There's some saints here from Guthrie. But I try my best. Ministers can really, you know, we're used to talking. So we have to limit ourselves because I try to consider there's others that need to testify. Please understand me about this. I want you to be encouraged to testify, but I want us to be led of his Spirit. Do our very best to be led. There's also scripture that says study to be quiet. So we take those two things and then we know we're supposed to talk, we know we're supposed to testify, but at the same time there's a balance that we need to learn how. We don't have to do all the talking.
That's right.
We don't have to do all the preaching. Yeah. We don't have to do all the singing. Yes. God has others that have testimonies. Yes. God has others that have messages. Yes. God has others that have special songs. Yes. So let's be encouraged to do your job. And I may not say too much more about that. But I just want us to understand there's a balance in his church.
Amen.
And God is over his church.
Yes.
And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
True.
And we can have a better meaning if we all earnestly try to be led of God the best we can. And I just praying that God will bless you this morning with the word of God. We want to keep reading in Psalms a little bit here. And the 8th verse says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Praise the Lord for his goodness. What are some of the things that we can praise God about? Well, first of all, we can praise about the wonderful, wonderful salvation. Our story, our conversion story. You know, I'm sad to say this, but there's some saints that I have been around for years, and I do not know how they got saved. I've never heard them, and I'm not saying they haven't told it other places, but I haven't heard them tell their conversion story. I would love to hear that. I would love to. So, you know, be inspired. If God tells you, and you know, we're walking around the campgrounds, and not under the tabernacle only, we can share the gospel story to others.
Amen.
And, you know, tell others. This should be a holy place. This is a holy place, a holy solemnity. Many people are from all different places here to gather together and have put a lot of work in, like Brother Dan said, a lot of work comes into the camp meeting, spiritually and physically, temporally, every way. But, you know, we can testify to others There has been people that can go pray under a tree. Or I've had people pray with me outside the tabernacle. And you know what I'm trying to say? We can testify here. It might not be under the tabernacle. It might not be in a service because of the time and all that and so many people. But we can work for Jesus. And we can testify. Do you know how important it is to testify? Let me tell you. Revelations 12. Revelations 12, and I may not go to every scripture, but I've got them written down and I might quote some of them. But Revelations 12, it says, we overcome the devil, 12 and 11. We overcome the devil, or we overcome him, it says, by the blood of the Lamb, number one, and the word of our testimony. You need to use your mouth to testify, orally, written, some way, get it out, tell that you've been redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you want to get to heaven, this is what God says. You overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. That's how important it is to testify. Some people say, oh, I'm just too shy, Sister Marsha. Well, it is true. Some of us are shyer than others, and God has to temper that and help that. But dear ones, you can testify with a song. Those that maybe are a little more timid to talk a lot, you could stand up and say, 225, I believe it is. Tell what he's done for you. You can say, you know, this song is just a real blessing to me. Tell what he's done so many things for me. Can we sing this song? And sit down. You don't have to testify a long time. You can say, I've been saved. I'm saved and sanctified. Sometimes young people will just say a little bit, and we just all rejoice because we've heard them say a little bit. That's okay. Yes. You don't have to be like somebody Amen. Else. That's you right. be yourself.
Yes. Amen.
And that's okay to be a shy person. If God created you that way, that's okay. But you still need to testify.
Amen.
You still got to pray. You still got to read your Bible. You still got to do something, okay? The Lord will lead you how to do it. But you can do it. You can do this. In the name of Jesus, you can do this. You know, the Lord can help you. So what could we testify about? Well, so many things, like we mentioned earlier, how the Lord delivered us from that accident. Bridget, oh God, thank you so much. We can talk about the wonderful way that God has blessed us in our life. We can talk about lessons that God has given us. We can talk, I mentioned our conversion story. We can talk about answered prayer, how God gave us victory over some sin that was besetting us. Maybe we didn't yield to it, but we were severely tempted. And we can testify how God helped us to overcome. We can testify how God provided extraordinary. I'm going to mention just a couple things briefly. I want to stay focused. But years ago, and I'll just say it briefly because you probably heard it before, but when we were young and we were in Michigan, we had such a desire to be with the saints in the camp meeting. And Jerry was working a job, and we just didn't have the money. We didn't have the funds. We just got married. You know, when you get married, you can't expect to have what someone's had that's been married 50 years. You know, you just start out, you're young. But you know, I prayed and prayed, and I felt like we needed the encouragement. We needed to go to Guthrie. He said, honey, there's two obstacles. I can't get the time off work, and we don't have the money. So I started praying about those two things. An envelope came in the mail stuffed with cash. It wasn't a check, and that's why it was such extraordinary, that it made it through the post office, it made it through the mail, it was full of money, cash. And back then we didn't have cell phones where I could call Jerry, and I was rejoicing. And when I just hardly waited till he got home. And when he got home, I showed him this money. I said, God sent us the money. He said, well, thank the Lord. He said, I'm amazed. And so he went back and asked his boss, and his boss was, you know, he was a little timid to ask him, but the Lord worked on that man's heart. He says, my wife was praying for money, and the Lord sent us the money. He goes, did your dad send that money to her? No, it wasn't dad. He asked his dad. No, it wasn't dad. And he goes, okay, go to the meeting. Just go. And we got there, and we were so blessed, and you know, we just needed to be encouraged, and we were young, and Sister Marie was alive then. I'm going to talk about some of the saints. She was so precious to me. I didn't know her real well, but she came and loved us, and she said, "Oh, you children." She was so happy to see us, and then I testified about how God gave us the money to come, and so brothers, that got kind of their attention, like, who is she? Where is she from? You know, all this. And so Brother Saunders, he came in the dining hall, and he goes, "You know, would you like to get on the tape line, you know, get the messages sent from Oklahoma City?" I said, "Oh, I would love it. I would just love it." He goes, "We're going to put you on that." That was such a blessing to us. And then later we moved to Oklahoma City where Sister Roberta and Brother Ed was pastoring with Brother Saunders, and it was such a blessing to be there for a while. And then we went on to Guthrie, and we've been in Guthrie about 40 years. That's our life story about that part of it, you know. But anyway, God led us. He led us to come.
Thank the Lord.
And when Jerry was taking the U-Haul from Michigan, at first he did not want to move. He just did not want to move. That was another obstacle. I had to pray and pray. And he just said, "No, I'm headed to the house. We're not moving." And I don't know what to do with it. And, you know, I said, "Okay, well," so I started praying to the Lord. He goes, "I got a good job here. I got a good house." You know, he always wanted to be a good provider. And not that he didn't want to move for the Lord. He just wanted to make sure it was the Lord.
Right.
So I kept. One day he said, the Lord started talking to him. He said, "You know, you're the head of the house. And you need to submit to this and move for that, for your wife and those three girls. They need to be around the saints. They need to get encouragement. You want them to be saved." He said, "If you do not do it, I'm going to deal with you." And Jerry told me, he says, "Get ready to move. We're going to move."
Praise the Lord.
That was all. Jerry will listen to God. And I'm telling you what, sisters, we can pray. And our husbands can listen to God, right?
Yes.
We don't have to argue and quarrel and all that stuff. We can just pray to the Lord.
Amen.
So anyway, that's a couple testimonies. But others, what do you have to testify? I want to hear your testimonies.
Amen.
I want to hear
yes.
what God has done for you. Let the redeemed of the Lord say
Amen.
So.
Yes. Amen.
I want to hear it. I do. It says, others testify. What encouragement it is for us to hear their testimonies. Your personal testimony. It is a powerful tool to help others. Do you know your testimony is a powerful tool?
Yes.
You know, there's sometimes during Monarch in the past years, and I don't know if we'll have a service like that. I believe we need the ministers. I believe we need the Word of God. But sometimes the Holy Spirit just leads for the saints to testify. You know what I mean?
Amen.
And it just one after another, you have a service, and they say, "Well, that's kind of an out of order service." But it turned into a wonderful,
yes.
glorious service, you know? Because the saints were testifying and singing, and God was blessing. And I remember one time years ago at the old tabernacle, there was a storm come up. It was pouring rain, and it was scary, and lightning, and just, it was terrible. So we were on the tabernacle. So we started singing songs like, "Be Not Afraid, 'Tis I," things like that, you know. And people were coming and getting saved. They were getting saved. And God blessed that meeting. Oh, praise God. I've seen so many things. I just praise him today. Oh, your personal testimony is so powerful. Let's go back a little bit into the Word of God. I want to read in Psalms 108. Praise God. 108 on 15. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works in the children of men. And it goes on to say, you know, 32, let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. All through the Bible, God commands praise and worship.
Yes.
He wants us, we can worship different ways. We can lift up our holy hands. Like I said, I might not go to all the scriptures, but there are scriptures about lifting up your hands. You know, if you notice, the saints lift up their hands.
Amen.
Now, when I first was saved and came among the saints, I had observation in my mind. My eyes observed what was going on to learn. I was 18 years old when I first came to the campgrounds. And I observed things. I observed the saints raise their hands to the songs. We don't want to lose that, saints. We need to, you know, that's not too hard for anybody. I don't
right.
care, you know, to raise your hand
right.
in testimony of that
yes.
song.
Yes.
That's powerful.
Yes.
That is so powerful. You might not think it's powerful, but it is.
Amen.
It's powerful. It gives us victory over the
yes.
devil.
True.
Anything that gives us victory over the devil and keeps us on the straight and narrow way
Amen.
Is powerful.
Yes.
So lift up your
yes.
holy. not living a sinless life, then don't raise your hand, you know? Not then, you know what I mean? You can raise your hand for prayer, but don't raise your hand for that. I have no, and I'm just telling you, Romans 10, let's go over here a little bit. Romans 10, 9 and 10. You have to confess with your mouth. You know, it's more than just getting saved and not saying anything. You have to do this. God wants you to do this.
True.
Romans 10, 9 and 10, it says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You see how important it is?
Amen.
That we are to testify. And for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. It starts with the heart. We give our heart to God. You know, that's what we do. We give our heart. We ask the Lord to forgive us of our sins. And it says, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Yes.
When I got saved, I started telling people.
Yes.
I started telling in Michigan. I started telling my family what God had done for me. I started telling others what God had done for me. I started doing my very best to testify and be baptized. I remember we had Uncle Ralph had a little church in his basement and a little walkout. We had a little chapel there. And I remember when it was time to get baptized. You get saved, you get baptized. And I didn't quite understand the ordinance of it. So I was praying to God to give me something before I got baptized that day. And I opened to the song, Gently Buried with the Savior. Crucified from sin forever, or something like that. But anyway, whatever the Lord explained to me through that song. You know, we have to bear with young people, you know, to teach them these things. But, you know, Murphy Allen, you don't remember Brother Murphy Allen? Let me see, some of you are children of Brother Murphy Allen. He was precious. He baptized Jerry and I. Yes, he
Thank
did. He did baptize us. And we loved him in the Lord. He was him and his wife. Wonderful. Wonderful saints. Do you know they left their testimony behind?
Yes.
There's a song that says, may those that come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of their devotion light the way. We need some fire, true fire of the Holy Spirit, a fire of devotion. Praise God. So we have to remember the scripture. With your mouth, you confess. Their efforts was a testimony to their devotion. Let me tell you, your efforts... Your efforts in the gospel work and efforts of whatever you're doing for God is a testimony of your devotion, how much devotion you have. That's right. Gets kind of hot here in the weather, doesn't it? But the Lord's cooling it off. He's cooling it off. It's supposed to be 100 degrees. And someone told me, pray that it'll get in the 80s. And I said, that's lots of faith. We pray that. And you know the Lord has cooled it down. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God. And you know, we need to get behind the ministers too. And I'm not saying do something out of order, but get behind them. Pray for them when they're preaching. We want to have a good meeting, don't we? Then get behind them. Don't, you know, just try to, I remember, I'm going to mention some different ministers that came to my mind, but I remember Brother Leslie, some minister would forget a scripture, not know where it's at. He would know the scripture. And Sister Laverne was a lot like that. How many remember Laverne Manuel, Louisiana? Oh, love that lady. Love that lady. We went to Louisiana a lot when the girls were little. We went there a lot. And, you know, Sister Laverne, I remember one time we had a minister's meeting in Myrtle. I was quite young, and so there was a lot of ministers there. A lot of them are dead and gone now, but there was a lot. And we sang songs. And I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit was in that little church building, little building, and the power of God was in that shake, and you could hear. It was so glorious. I didn't ever say any much. I don't think I had a little question. I can't remember. I don't think I had a question. But you were supposed to put a question in a little box up front. And the older ministers would get that little question. Maybe we want to do some of that. And they would answer it. One asked, well, what about the fear of man? And Sister Laverne Manuel got up and she quoted one scripture after another. She was not prepared. She didn't have that written down. She knew the scriptures that no fear of man. I think Proverbs 29, it says, the fear of man bringeth the snare. You know, we're not to fear man, we're to fear God. There's another scripture that says, be not afraid of their faces. People say, I can't hardly testify. People are looking at me. What will people think? What will people think? If we worried about what people think, we wouldn't do God's work. We wouldn't. We have to get over that. We have to know who we are. This is one thing that's really inspired me. We need to know positively. If someone asks you, are you saved? You need to testify, I am saved. If they say, are you sanctified? You ought to be able to say, I am sanctified. And if you can't say those things, then you need to get help. And you need to get those that in your life, right? Because you ought to be able to say, not even hesitate. I am sanctified. I know who I am. I know where kind of spirit I'm of. You need to know who you are. If you have a calling, you need to know that God gave you that calling. And you need to testify and do the work that God gave you to do. And do your very best you can do. And even that is all in the hands of the Lord, right? We're only an earthen vessel. But we have a commission. It says a calling of God is without repentance. If he gives you a calling, you need to do that calling until you die or you're not able to do it anymore. You need to fulfill that calling that God's given you because it helps people. It does help people. And the Lord wants you to do it. I know of no trait, I wrote this down, in the human character more desirable than gratitude. Therefore, no favor received from God or man should be forgotten. Now I must say this. We need to say thank you. Please and thank you. We need to be thankful when people do things for us, right? You know, Sister LaDonna, oh, she's there. I don't want to embarrass her, but she did something sweet for me. She put some flowers by my cabin door. I usually have to go buy them, and I had a lot to do, and that was really a relief. I was thinking about, oh, I got to go get flowers sometime. But there was a big pot there. All I have to do is water it. And she even watered it one day. I said, oh, Sister LaDonna. But she said, I'm doing those. But when I'm saying thank you, Sister LaDonna, publicly, I told her thank you. But we need to thank one another. You know why? Because we should not forget what people do for us. And then it goes on something greater. When we have thankfulness to people, the greater thankfulness we should have is to God. So the human character, there's nothing more desirable than gratitude. To think of all we have received of God, how can we not have gratitude? How can we be dormant? How can we just sit and sit and sit and say nothing? How can we not have testimonies on Wednesday night? How can we just, I mean, sometimes you don't testify every Wednesday, but on and on and on, week after week, month after month, no testimony. Dear Lord, please help us. Yes. We need to have a testimony. And then we also need to give room for others to testify. If we take up all the time, they might have a burning testimony. You might be surprised. Some young person might have, if we sit there long enough, they might have a burning testimony. You know what I mean? And we're missing it because we took all the time. Lord, help us. We all need to work together, don't we? But we just need to do what God wants us to do. Psalm 225. Let's just sing just a verse of that. Tell what he's done for you. You know what? God wants us to tell what he's done for us. In this meeting or out on the, like I said, if we can't all do it under the tabernacle, there's work to do on these grounds, let me tell you. There's work. Let's read, sing just one verse of that. 225 in chorus.
The new, tell what the Lord has done for you. Oh, tell what he's done for you, of his love so strong and true. Oh, tell what he's done for you. Others may need him too.
Praise God. Let's turn to Psalm 66 and 16. Tell what he's done for you. Dear ones, it's the greatest blessing to somebody. It's a great blessing to you because it helps you to overcome the enemy. But you know, when you're telling something that the Lord's done for you, it is wonderful. It is a blessing. Psalm 66, it says 16, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. See, I cry, we pray at home to the Lord with our mouth, and then we praise him for answered prayer. We hear a lot, and we hear testimonies of answered prayer. I'm not saying that. But we hear a lot of prayer requests, but you know, there's a lot of thanksgiving. He said, let your requests be made known to God with thanksgiving. He wants us to praise him. He wants us to be thankful. Praise his holy name. You know, I was thinking, I wanted to share just a little bit more about the different saints in my lifetime here in the campgrounds. I remember because they've left their testimony. And dear saints, one of the days we will just be a memory. When our life is over, as far as this earth goes, the only thing that will be in people's minds is the memory of you, your testimony. That's what will be left. Family members, saints we knew, ministers. I remember, now some of you may not know Brother Hargrave, okay? You're young and you don't know. But I really believe if you go on Church of God preaching that he's on there. Go back and listen to some of these older ministers when you get time. Listen to some of their preaching. Brother Hargrave was a great inspiration to me. Him and his wife, I loved them dearly. We would call them when we were in Michigan, and they would counsel us. And you know, Brother Hargrave, do you remember how many? Raise your hand if you remember Brother Hargrave. And do you remember him walking up to the pulpit kind of slow with his Bible? And what a testimony. Well, just a saint walking, a testimony. Yes, I remember Sister Marie Miles. She would just slowly walk to the altar to pray for somebody. But I adored her, not in a wrong way, but in a spiritual way. I loved her, you know, and I didn't even know her very well. But she just was such an example of the saint of God to me. And do you know that all these people with their testimonies have left an impression on our spiritual life? What would we do without them? Do you know they have made you, Jesus the first of all, don't get me wrong, Jesus is first of all. He saved your soul, but he puts you among people to help you get to heaven. And the thought of them helps you to go on. There's a song that says, thank you for giving to the Lord. I'm a life that's been changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Jerry's grandmother, and I won't say a whole lot, talk about her a lot, but one thing, when she went blind, I would walk in her house, she would be sitting there, this is in my memory, praying and praying and praying. She was a prayer warrior. Grandma was just so much to me. And you know, these testimonies that just come, I remember Brother Austin Wilson. I know a lot of you remember Brother Austin Wilson. Right? Quite a bit. And I believe he's on there, Church of God preaching. Listen to some of these older ministers. Let's not let, because they died, forget them. Because we don't forget Brother Paul in the Bible. We don't forget, right? We read about these people, and we need to listen to some of them. Brother Austin Wilson, I remember he had a little poem, and I couldn't find it. But he was saying about forgiveness. He says, if something has happened to you, just forget it. Do you remember him doing that? A lot. Just forget it. Just forget it. I remember that a lot. And I know some of you are probably different ones that's coming in your minds. But praise God for these people. Praise God for these testimonies. Brother Sammons. One thing I admired about Brother Sammons, he would take a verse of scripture and he could preach so anointed. And he would preach a lot about getting sanctified. Do you remember that? His message was a lot. He was an evangelist too, but this is evangelistic, you know, getting saved and sanctified. But he preached a lot about the Holy Spirit. I remember one time he told about how he was so burdened, crawled underneath the sewing machine. And do you remember that? And prayed to the Lord. And the Lord heard his prayer and answered prayer for him. All these things come in my mind. When I come on the campgrounds, these things come in my mind. I can't help it. I think about these people that have gone before us. And the fire of their devotion that lights the way. And we want to be a testimony. We want to have a good testimony. We want to go to the very end. Paul said, I fought a good fight, and I kept the faith, and I'm ready to be offered up. That's my testimony. I want to go to the end. I want to go to the very end with a testimony. Oh, I remember Sister Clark. How many remember Sister Clark? Oh, bless them. I wish some of these young people knew some of these people, but it was not their time. But Sister Clark, I remember her getting up to preach. She would fast, like maybe 2 or 3 days, or 3 days or longer, and she would get up and she'd preach, and she'd been fasting a long time. And I remember I would look at Sister Clark, and I'd think how wonderful she was. Such a sweet lady. And I'd look how long her dress was. Back then, you know, it was like 70s and stuff, and they wore shorter skirts than we do now in the world. But she'd have hers like down almost to her ankles, and oh my, she's real sick. You know, I was thinking that way because I was young, you know. And I said, oh, I need to be like Sister Clark. But Sister Marie said, no, I talked to her. She said, you don't have to do that. It says, if you can't pair yourself among yourself, you're not wise. Just measure as God gives it to you. You know, that's what we got to do, young people. Measure up as God gives it to you and be a testimony. Be what God wants you to be. Oh, I just praise him today. There's just so many wonderful things. Maybe I've said enough on this, but I want you to get a hold of that God wants us to say so. The redeemed of the Lord must say so. We must testify. I've worked with sometimes young people, and it's really hard for them to do this. And I just want to encourage you, and the older people too, maybe, you know, give what God gives you. Give it out at the right time, like we hear all the time here. And pray for me. I want to live a holy life, and I want to make it to the very, very end. I want to be successful. I want to have the victory. And not only as I go, another song came to me, who but the Christian is happy and free, filled with the glory of God. None in creation so happy as he, washed and redeemed in the wonderful blood. You know what? If we're not happy, something's wrong. And I'm not saying I'm always happy. Sometimes I cry about something and sad, but it don't last very long because I ask the Lord to help me. I remember we had a lesson one time on depression. Said, do you get depressed? I said, well, I say it this way. I might be tempted, but I don't yield to it because I think it's of the devil to be depressed. I don't yield to that because the Lord can help you to be happy. Am I preaching to you strong? The Lord, and if someone is depressed, the Lord wants to get you out of it and get you happy. Who but the Christian is happy and free? Well, pray for me. I want to be faithful.